Kia ora nau mai tau mai rā, e te iwi ki tēnei tō reo irirangi Māori, ko te hiku o te ika. E huama tēnei mea te tuku i te pōti kia kōrero a te 23 o ngā rā. O hepe te mea he kaupapa nui. He oi, he kaupapa nui anō te whakatō i te hunga rangatahi kia pōti a tawa wā. Ki te kōrero mō tēnei, kai te rārangi wā tō tā te whanaunga, Connor O'Sullivan. Ngā mihi nui kia koe.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui ki te whānau whānui o te hiku o te ika. Ai ko Connor O'Sullivan tēnei e tuku te reo. Mai oha ki a koutou katoa i tēnei ata.
He oi, you know, there's been a big push at the moment to make sure that our rangatahi get out and vote. Mai tō tirohanga, what's going to get our rangatahi to feel, I suppose, the need to vote and feel encouraged to vote?
Yeah, that's a good question. And actually, it's That runs along with what I'm doing at the moment as part of my studies in mahi ki tāmaki makaurau i tēnei wā. I'm part of a collaborative project with Hāpai Te Aora and Te Ohu Mana Rangatahi, which is running a series of wānanga, and it's a program aimed at trying to empower youth, our rangatahi Māori, to understand what civic education and civic engagement actually is and actually means to them, because, you know, we've sort of found, and obviously there's been a lot of kōrero showing that rangatahi don't really have much engagement or don't really perceive their engagement as being important in society, but it definitely is. And so actually one of the projects I'm involved with at the moment is about trying to get an understanding from rangatahi about how they view their civic participation and whether civic education is important to them. Yeah.
There's all these campaigns put out by TPK these days, the Electoral Commission, all of these different things that are trying to make sure that they engage with youth on a youth level, I suppose. Do you see those things as being effective, or how do you see as the most effective way to say, hey guys, anei te pōti, use it, this is how you can let your voice be heard?
No, that's right. You just sort of mentioned that there are certain programs and initiatives that are targeted towards youth, but I think a lot of them actually happen outside of the kura environment. And one of the big sort of questions that we've been talking about throughout this wānanga, this kaupapa that I'm involved with, is, you know, should civic education and informing our youth about what voting is, how to vote, you know, what even words like electorate and candidates even mean, should that be taught in the kura system, in our education system at, secondary school and high schools, which I actually think, you know, that's actually the best way, the best avenue to inform our rangatahi, and not just rangatahi Māori, but all sort of youth of this younger generation about how to be, how to have meaningful participation. Because I think, as you said, a lot of these, there are a lot of, initiatives out there, but they're not sort of business as usual within our education system. And that's where I actually think we should be having this whole, civic education is a very necessary component to have, I think, in our high schools, because that's where, the sort of stages before our rangatahi enter into becoming, adults and over 18 and are able to vote. And at the moment, they're sort of going through an education system that doesn't inform them about that at all, which is quite concerning.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that it's definitely something that needs to be part of our conversations within kura at that secondary school level at least. Hewi, what kind of response have you had through the wānanga process?
We've had one wānanga so far, and there's actually another one tonight, which is going to be a debate-style panel, and we have from our brother, our whānau from the far north, we have Calvin Davis, we kāpuna pōpata, coming along. I think even Pēni Henare from up home is going to be talking. But so far, the reaction that we've had from, the rangatahi that have been along to these wānanga is that it's just that they actually don't really even know, what civic participation is, what sort of it means to be you know, have meaningful participation in the society that we live in, which is actually quite concerning because, you know, at the end of the day, that's really the fundamental things you need to know in order to succeed well and be, you know, a contributing citizen, I guess, of our country, whether it's Māori or Pākehā. But it's even more, you know, of a concern for our Māori as we need more representation in that area. The general sort of feedback that we've got from rangatahi is that there's not enough sort of there's not enough out there that is really, you know, helping to inform our young people about what they can actually do, which is why I revert back to the argument of I think we need it, you know, ingrained in our education system, because that's where we have a captive audience, where, you know, our rangatahi are going to school, well, most of them, and are able to understand these things. Outside of it, once they leave, I think it sort of just becomes a burden, you know, to have to worry about, you know, the political atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's good feedback from what we've had so far, because obviously it's informing what we can do in the future.
How can people get involved with this kaupapa, or where can they go to find out some information?
Well, at the moment, a small sort of group catchment of people at the moment. It's only sort of been put out there on social media and utilising some of the connections that the two organisations that are running this project, which is Hāpai Te Hauora Tāpui and Te Ohu Mana Rangatahi in Auckland. So, it's really just been posted out there on Facebook. You can look it up on KO, which is the Māori, you know, KO, KEIAU, which is a shortening of the whakatauki, which this kaupapa is based upon, which is Keo Te Ranga Tiritanga, meaning that it's up to us to have the self-determination. So there we, you know, there's a Facebook page, and I've been sending out, trying to do promotion on social media. I've got a few of my mates from up north, LJ Tātana and Quinton Moeke, who has been involved with this and is going to be involved within the next couple of wānanga. But really, this is actually just a pilot. We're running a pilot at the moment to see whether something like this, a space like this for our rangatahi to come and discuss the idea of civic education and participation. This is just a pilot study that we aim to have scalable to the rest of Aotearoa, you know, that can be implemented in all our communities and help rangatahi across New Zealand.
That's great. I love it. It's an initiative. It's forward thinking, and it's really securing some quality discussion around some of the things that really affect us. Ngā mihi nui kia koe o tira kia koutou e ko kiriana I tēnei kaupapa. Mō ērā rangatahi nā tonu nei, e whakaro ana ki te wā tuku pōti. He kupu whakamutu ngā, he kupu aki tau mā tērā hunga?
Ai, kia rātou ngā rangatahi. Mā haere ki te tuku pōti, nā te mea he mea tino nui tērā mō tātou, e hara mō tātou ngā tangata o Aotearoa Noiho, ngari mō tātou te iwi Māori, me tuku tō koutou pōti, tō koutou reo, ki te kāwanatanga kia rongo ake rātou, nā reira. You know, go out there and vote e hoa mā, because in order to change the system that we live in, we need to literally exploit that system, and in order to do that, we need to know about it and work within it, nā reira. Ai. Kia ora mai
tātou. Ngā mihi nui kia koe, and good luck for the rest of the wānanga in front of you guys, and congratulations on making sure that our rangatahi are educated in this scope. Ngā mihi nui kia koe.
Kia ora hoa.
Tēnā tātou katoa, ko tērā te reo kōrero o Connor O'Sullivan e whama. Koia tērā tētahi o ngā kai kōkiri kaupapa mō te kaupapa Kaiau, te ranga tiratanga. Ara, he mea ko whakahaere he rarui te maru Hāpai Te Hauora me te Ohu Mana Rangatahi. E whāma, e tika ana te kōrero tukuna, tō reo kia kōrero a te 23 o ngā rā o Hepetema, pōtihia. Kaumihare tawhetei, kia mau tonu mai.